The problem with climate change is the paradox. To achieve the goals required, we'll need an acceptance on the part of the public that really harsh measures are necessary and unavoidable. But at the same time, we know that to bring about change, a softly cultural momentum has to be created. It's about nudging people towards useful decisions rather than imposing them. And this is never an easy task. The paradoxes, as I said, get in the way. Down at the huge climate change demonstrations in London in April, you couldn't but be impressed by the amiable nature of the events. It was, as the Times diarist described it, the Pleasance Revolt. A bored policeman I chatted to by Oxford Circus, where a pink boat, music and a food tent dispensing plates of the inevitable dull had taken the place of the busy shopping junction, complained to me that the demonstrators had, temporarily as it turned out, stopped playing music. "I'd been enjoying the music," he said. "Nothing else is going on." And indeed, it wasn't. The rolling occupation of prime London junctions reminded you of a laid-back high summer picnic in the park that had moved onto the streets. And paradoxes remained. One friend, conscious of the campaign to improve London's polluted air, was incensed that all the police vehicles at the periphery of the picnic had their engines idling. "Why?" he asked one of the police drivers in outraged tones. The answer surprised him. It turned out they had to keep their engines running to keep their computer systems working. These are the small stumbling blocks to sustainability. There are times when the seemingly illogical is actually logical. Without air conditioning, the vast economies across Asia could not function. But we're not going to close them all down. The more the illogical becomes obvious, the more efforts can be made to change. That is where the Financial Stability Board and its efforts to increase the momentum behind climate-related financial disclosure comes in. The more all this is measured and published, the more it becomes unavoidable to deal with. The cultural, the moral impetus, if you like, becomes the way to achieve the pushback on climate change. The recent report from the Committee on Climate Change that advises the UK government is another stepping stone. As one of the lecturers at the Grantham Institute at London's Imperial College put it, their recommendations show realism by spelling out key steps towards achieving a net zero target in the UK at costs that are manageable and have come down over the past decades thanks to incredible technological innovation. The problems ahead are practical ones, but once they've been recognised, understood and measured, they can be dealt with. At that point, they cease to be paradoxes. They are simply acceptable actions and processes.